Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 789. We're going for our golden scripture from where we got the golden, that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And that's why I always pause to say, you have not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, we look at the physical event, we're now on the revelatory. We're now in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And that's what we're doing. We're paying attention, taking into cognizance the details of the word. And if you want to know more, then it means you have to dig into the archives, because I've explained and gone in depth about paying attention to God's word. And now we're in Mark 11. Jesus cursed the fig tree. The king back said, master, the fig tree that you cursed, the disciples said, the fig tree that I cursed is dead. Jesus' response was Mark 11:23, profound. You ought to read it. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and me thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that things whosoever he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we have discovered three says: say to the mountain, saith. And it's true that if you are walking in faith, you'll be a man who is saying what God says. And what God says often is contrary to what you have in the physical. We just saw Abraham, that he was called a father of many nations. That's what God says. "I have made you." When he said it, Abraham didn't have a child. Abraham was still barren. His wife had not given birth. And his wife was not even pregnant. So what do you mean by calling yourself father of many nations? But that was how the miracle was going to happen, because the miracle didn't happen for 24 years. 24 years, the man's lips were silent. God had said it, but no man had picked it up to say it, and therefore the miracle didn't happen. And so God had to change the parameters and listen, a man must be saying that you are the father of many nations. You have to be saying, your wife must be saying it. You must be telling others you are the father of many nations. That's why I'm saying that you, whatever it is that you are trusting God for, and you believe that you have received, that God has done, you will have to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My husband will say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So this, you won't say so. You won't say so. You will say the scripture. Whatever it is that the word says you should say, that is what you will say. Oh, hallelujah. So God said, "I've made you part of many nations," in Genesis 17:5. And then Romans 4 is now telling us about the story of Abraham, how he got his baby, and he said the man had no hope. He had no hope. So Romans 4:18 from verse 18. And what is he saying? Say, who against hope, that he might believe in hope. The man was against hope because what he was doing was not the norm. It was not normal. Who is going to have a baby at this age? And yet he says, I believe. So what he was doing was a contradiction of hope. But Abraham said, I will get myself some hope. Hope is very important, because without hope, faith won't even come. Hope is important. But when you stay in hope, hope alone, well, it's a poor receiver. You cannot receive with hope. You have to receive with faith. So hope is God. Go to a certain degree. From that degree, move into faith that says it's already done. For hope says it will be done. Don't worry, you will. You'll be healed. Don't worry, you will have your baby. Don't worry, it will have. You have the baby. You have the wedding. Don't worry, you will meet that young man. Don't worry, the property will be given to you. Don't worry. So this is hope, but faith says he has already done it. He's given it to me. I have it. And that is why he says, who against hope? We're talking about Romans 4:18. Who against hope believed in hope. Abraham went for hope. He said, listen, let me get some hope. Listen, get yourself some hope. Stop the crying. Quit crying, quit wailing, quit talking negative, quit saying that you wish you could die, quit thinking about suicide, quit doing those things. That is not the way to go. Oh, but you don't understand. My father spent all his money to look after me in school. I didn't pass the exam. And please. And so you want to kill yourself? No, no, no. So there is no hope, but I want you to get some hope. Get some hope. That's what Abraham did. He had no hope. Where is the baby going to come from? A man who is already this age. Where is the baby going to come from? But he got himself some hope. He got himself some hope. He spoke to himself. Listen, Abraham, don't worry. It will happen, okay? Don't worry. It will happen. He spoke to Sarah. Sarah, don't give up, okay? The baby, we will have it, okay? Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. That is all hope can do. That is why I need you to move into faith. Faith, it says what? Hebrews 11 verse 1, when it's describing faith, says faith. Now faith, that's how it begins. Now, the first word that describes faith is now, now, now. When do you have it? I have it now, 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 now. When is the cancer gone? Now, 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 now. So when are you walking from the wheelchair? Now, 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 now. When are you paying the thing? Now, now, now. When is the scholarship coming? Now, now. Everything is now. That's the word, the language of faith. Faith is now, 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 now. Hope says will, shall, and you become the one who postpone your own miracle every day. Daily, you'll be postponing your miracle, and it's the days will be getting into weeks, and the weeks will be getting into months. And you are crying, who is that? No, no, you are the one who is doing that yourself by your language. Yes, I will. My prophetess, so you know the one who says, get hope, but when you get hope, now move into faith, because hope will say, God will, God is able, it will have. That is hope. But faith says, God has done it for me. I have my miracle. And how would you have that audacity to do that? From scripture. Because it is written. And that's why if you don't know what is written, you are. It's a very sad thing. When a man doesn't know what is written, you must know what is written. And take it. That is yours. Put it on your lips and begin to say it. You are so blessed. Blessed, blessed, please come back for more and share the link with somebody. Sorry for that noise within.